USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The politicians making decisions for millions of Americans during this pandemic have never missed one paycheck. How could they understand the life and death consequences of their decisions? The curfews and business closures didn't work in Europe this fall, yet here we are. Republican Congresswoman-elect Young Kim tells Fox Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has failed the people.
Instead of helping businesses to be creative and innovative and to stay afloat and keep their businesses open, Governor is doing, he's basically enjoying himself going to a restaurant and telling everybody else not to do it. I understand their frustration.
The United States has formally withdrawn from the Treaty on Open Skies, an agreement between 34 nations to observe one another's militaries through unarmed flyovers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday, Russia continued to block flyovers and were not following the treaty. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Another one of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed participants, AstraZeneca, has announced their COVID-19 vaccine is 90% effective in late-stage trials. That now makes three vaccines that could be delivered as early as 2 weeks.
I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December, hopefully, the first people will be immunized across the United States. With the level of efficacy we have, 95%, 70% or so of the population being immunized would allow for true herd immunity to take place.
Operation Warp Speed's Dr. Moncef Slaoui on CNN says herd immunity could be accomplished in the U.S. by May of 2021 if 70% of Americans get the vaccine. President Trump was up early this morning on Twitter. He says, in certain swing states, there were more votes than people who voted, and in big numbers. Does that not really matter? You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers continue to be the only undefeated team in the National Football League. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at the rest of the league Sunday.
In the NFL Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers remain the only undefeated team in the league by dropping Jacksonville 27-3. The Cincinnati Bengals likely lost quarterback Joe Burrow to a knee injury in their 20-9 loss to Washington. A Derrick Henry touchdown run in overtime lifted the Tennessee Titans over the Baltimore Ravens 30-24. The Indianapolis Colts knocked off the Green Bay Packers 34-31 in an extra frame. The New York Jets moved to 0-10 on the year, falling to the L.A. Chargers 34-28. The Dallas Cowboys held off the Minnesota Vikings 31-28. And the Kansas City Chiefs came from behind in the fourth quarter to down the Las Vegas Raiders 35-31. The L.A. Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will wrap up Week 11 on Monday night. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Let's get an update with the COVID-19 vaccine status with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
The nation's first coronavirus vaccine is set to go before the FDA on December 10th. That's when an advisory board will meet to consider Pfizer's request for emergency approval. The company reports the vaccine is 95% effective. Regarding the timing of things, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Within weeks, we could have a decision from FDA, and within 24 hours of that, we will have started distributing millions of doses of safe and effective vaccine to begin protecting our most vulnerable across America.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.